first of all, heartbreaking news for me. Radio Shack is closing its doors after all these years. Amos and I were just kind of lamenting that. I mean, where else is the neighborhood electronics shop? As far as, you know, I don't know what you did in high school or before that or after that, or if you had little projects that you did that required diodes or resistors or a breadboard or or whatever, but that was the place, spool of wire, anything.
Yeah, and I don't know, you know, what that led to was people tinkering and playing and learning, and I just don't know if that's going to exist anymore. I know that that stuff is still available. You can order it online. In fact, you probably get it cheaper online. But when you've got a piece that's gone bad or you're missing a piece and you could run downtown or you could run to the mall and pick up that little obscure piece of technology that allowed you to do whatever, it was easy to do, and that's going away now. People are less likely to impulse purchase those sorts of things just to tinker and play around with.
Radio Shack was really my first introduction to computers. The TRS-80, I don't know if anybody remembers that. I just remember walking down that long hallway in the mall, and there was Radio Shack off on the right. And on the display was the TRS-80 computer. And you could walk in there and mess with it. You know, occasionally I think the salespeople were just like, well, what are these kids doing all flocked around this, you know, this weird machine that we have to sell now, or I don't know. But I remember spending hours in Radio Shack just messing with the TRS-80 and really learning how to, you know, code a few things in BASIC to make the screen say some funny things, you know. I don't know. I think that the salespeople probably thought they were babysitters back then.
Well, you know, and that they just Radio Shack just didn't keep up. They just didn't innovate. They didn't create the you know, spectacular displays that maybe some of the larger box stores like Best Buy did. If they'd have kept up, if the Radio Shack's physical stores were bigger, where they could put more of that technology and put it more on display, and maybe less of those shelves of random cabling or pieces or diodes or transistors or whatever was hanging on the wall, they might have done better. Also, Radio Shack, they might have could have used like a renaming or a rebranding. Too.
TV Shack there for a while, and now Internet Shack.
Yeah,
it was most of their profits were actually coming from cell phone sales for quite a while. So it was the Phone Shack for a while too. So.
Yeah, you got to fit the phone in there, don't you?
Well, the model just doesn't work anymore. You know, you guys were talking about, you know, you need a part and you can go down and maybe Radio Shack might have it. And that's still the case. That's about the only reason I ever enter Radio Shack is because I'm looking for some wacky cable. Walmart started moving into their territory. You could buy cables for things at Walmart. And, of course, the Internet was the real killer. I mean, you want to buy a box of transistors. Why would you pay $4 at Radio Shack and you pay 45 cents, you know?
Just holds a special place in my heart. Wanted to reflect a little bit on
that. As well it should, yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they had a good run.
Yeah, for sure. But, you know, the killer, you're absolutely right, Radio Shack. You know, if it was, you know, Rotary Dial Shack, it would be just as bad, you know?